Hi, and welcome to this week's Weekly Waffle. Thanks for joining us again. My name's Vinny, and with me, as always, is...
I'm Forrest. I'm a bit closer than usual. I'm the opposite than what I was the last two episodes.
I was going to say, you're normally the one that's the shouty man in the corner.
Well, opportunity has not arisen this time.
I like it. It's quite nice. Makes it easier for the levels.
I suppose. Still, I like the echo effect of me shouting from a distance. It's quite funny.
What have you been doing this week then?
Not a lot. I've been watching some stuff. I've been trying to make some stuff, playing some stuff.
A lot of stuff going on. Well, we've got something a little bit different today anyway. But we'll get to that in a moment. First of all, though, we best have a recap. As always, the homework was set.
Indeed.
The homework was carried out. Who wants to go first? My homework?
Can do.
Or your homework?
I don't mind. Which one do you think you should? Because they're both kind of...
Well, let's do my homework because that was thoroughly depressing. And then we'll get on to the fun and the joy that you got.
Yeah.
The much better end of the stick.
Yeah.
So my homework for this week was to watch a piece of cinematic glory, which can only be described as trash. A massive 8 out of 100. It was terrible. So anyway, for my homework this week, I had to watch the joyous film.
Bulletproof.
Which was obviously a cop drama stroke weekly comedic film starring Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans. But it was terrible. It was like one of those early career moves of, like, you know, actors. Do you know what I was thinking while I was watching the film?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, Adam Sandler's, like, supposedly gone on to have these other big films. And I said, I'm not a massive fan of the guy, but he's had these other ones which people say are amazing, these movies, like Happy Gilmore and all these things. And I think if he makes a film so bad as Bulletproof, how has he got more jobs? It's like he must have an in on Hollywood. He must have. Because it's like that film was terrible. And I don't know, whether it was just one of those...
He's kind of got the same sort of thing.
That he got away with it.
He's got the same sort of thing as Nicolas Cage, where it's kind of sometimes it's so bad it's good.
Do you think he was so good? Do you think...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Do you think he was so bad he was good in this movie, though?
Oh, heck yeah.
It was awful. Well, out of 10, I'll give it. Out of 10, I would probably give it... a 2.
That works.
Out of 10. I think that's pretty much... honestly, genuinely, it's 1 hour and 25 minutes... I highly suggest you take that time and do something far more interesting than ever making yourself watch Bulletproof.
So, have you got a sequel?
I, do you know what? I don't care if there is.
I mean, it earned it.
It earned it. It took $22.6 million at the box office.
Yeah. That's not bad.
It was terrible.
How much was the production?
I don't know. But whatever it was, whatever. Bad film. Bad film. Please give me better homework this week.
I shall try.
Okay, so let's do the review of your homework. Can you remember what your homework was?
It was Cuckoo, was it?
It was watching Cuckoo.
Cuckoo, that's it.
BBC comedy. What did you think to Cuckoo then?
It was weird, in my opinion. It was, obviously it's a comedy, so it was funny, but it was really awkward.
Awkward?
Yeah, kind of like the kind of like, why am I watching this? It's so awkward type. While we were watching it, I was cringing.
I thought it was funny. Obviously, it has Andy Samberg in from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Indeed.
I liked it. I think.
And then he got replaced by Shark Boy.
He did get replaced by Shark Boy. But I thought it was good. Instant comedy.
Yeah.
We managed about 3 or 4 episodes in, including the episode when they went partying.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Then we watched Bulletproof.
We watched Bulletproof. Yeah. So we were on the roller coaster of joy, of happiness and sadness, and diabolical. Diatribe. So, but there you go. So homework was carried out. You got the better end of the deal. Admittedly, though, we both stuck to each other's the homework and we both watched each other, so it wasn't too bad.
Indeed.
So any ideas for this week's homework? Or should we leave that to the end, see what conspires?
We could leave that to the end because I can't think of anything at this current point.
Okay, something will come to you. So have you been watching anything else on YouTube this week?
Nothing that really comes to mind. It's all been just like stupid little content. I mean, there is that one that I showed you, but
yeah. Yeah, that's like a new comedy. Is it Comedy Central?
Comedy Central.
Yeah. What was it called?
Blark and Son.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit manic.
It
appears to be. It's like a puppet sort of show. It's along the line, some of you might remember it. There used to be a thing on ITV called Spit and Image, which was like latex puppets of politicians and stuff. And it's very much in that sort of vein, really. It's got, who's in it again? Was it Chris?
It's something Mint.
Christopher Mintz Plasse, which of course is the dude. He played the mother Farquhar in... The mother Farquhar in Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass 2, yeah, he became that. The Red Mist he was in the first one. Great films, though. Kick-Ass. Must have another watch on those again. But anyway, yeah, so Blark and Son, it obviously hasn't been out too long.
Yeah.
But a bit, I think it's a bit, to be honest, it's probably more your thing. I think it's definitely more of that.
It's just weird.
Teenage comedy weirdness. It's that robot chicken-y sort of feel to it. So, which is quite funny, because again, I would have probably loved it and laughed my ass off at it. But now, I'm just a bit perplexed by it. I'm trying to think what I've been doing this week, to be honest. I don't think I've watched a lot on the YouTube. I went away this week to something with work, bit of an award ceremony, not in a hotel.
Indeed.
Far too much free alcohol. I really must learn to say no. But it'll get there. I'm still learning, still practicing. I'll tell you what I did watch this week, which was quite awesome, on YouTube, which was the Joe Rogan Experience. I did watch on YouTube. I know it's a podcast, but he had Mike Tyson on.
Oh, no way.
And that was a crazy interview. And they were talking just the lifestyle the guy had. He was like crazy, and it was just things like his mate. It was almost like no one to say no, and all his mates just to egg him on. So they were like, "Oh, you know what you should do? You should like buy animals." And so then Tyson's like, "Yeah, get me tigers and get me this and get me that." And then before you know it, he's literally got all these big cats and everything all rolling around. And there's people on the podcast going, "Yeah, I remember seeing you like in a picture just in your boxer shorts with like a tiger on a leash." And he's like, "It was crazy because no one just said no." No one to say no. And just how he went at 19 to being like world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
And years before, he'd been obviously, he's sort of impoverished in a bad place of town and stuff. And he just risen himself out of it and was just uber rich, man, and totally world recognizable. So, but yeah, that must be crazy days.
Yeah, I've never watched The Rogan.
Who's that, Joe Rogan?
But then again, I don't really watch podcasts too much.
He's actually quite...
I know he...
He's like... Because he's obviously an ex-fighter and stuff. It's like quite a lot of his people... Or a lot of his podcast seems to be quite driven around that sort of... They're obviously still sort of mates after coming away from all of that, so...
Yeah, the last thing I remember about Joe Rogan was... Isn't he the one that got high with Elon Musk?
He didn't get high with Elon Musk, but he's obviously just... he's quite an advocate of smoking.
Oh, I just don't know if it was him
using
that was in
marijuana, and he was just on the podcast having a smoke, and he offered it across the table to Elon Musk. And because they're in a state where it's legal, he's like, "Yeah, I'll have some." So, but yeah, that was it.
Russell Brand surviving a breakup.
You gotta love Russell Brand, man. He's cool.
I only know him as Dr. Nefaria.
He's done a lot more than Dr. Nefaria.
No, I do know him from
the thing with Russell Brand is he's like, he obviously was, well, he was known as a stand-up comedian. But then I think now he's just, he's just more to the fact that he's probably just more worried about the state of the planet and the state of the imbalance in society and stuff. So I think he does a lot more stuff on that, really. Just trying to point out the injustice of the mega money corporations around the world. So
yeah. So, Jablinski Games.
Do you know what? Do you want to explain what Jablinski Games is?
It's Jack Black and his son doing a gaming channel. It's awesome.
What do you think of it?
The videos are small and the editing is funny. That's all that really matters. And it's Jack Black.
Do you think it is funny?
Yes. Have you not seen his pinball video?
I did. Do you know what? I did watch one and I thought it was a bit like... It's like they're just doing it for the views and the dollar. It was a bit like, I don't know, it was just a bit staged and a bit cheesy and do you know what? Are they really just doing it just to know they're going to grind loads of views and loads of money and stuff out of it? I think, to be honest, time will tell because it's obviously quite a fresh channel. So
I hope they continue because I actually find their content really funny. Except this one, I haven't watched this one yet. The Brace of Destiny.
We're at the dentist in this one. Perhaps I'll give it a couple of watches and have a look and see what's going down with it. So, yeah, so anyway, let's get back. So this week, what we decided is we were going to try and invite the others in to the podcast. Everyone was keen to get their voices out there, weren't they?
Indeed.
So Fossey had come up and he'd found a website called Wheel Decide. That's for heel. Round things, age yes, movement. Indeed. Wheel Decide. On Wheel Decide, yeah, you can basically add a list in for as many things as you give a list for. You get a segment of a wheel, very much akin to the Wheel of Fortune. And we've a little tap at a tap on the screen, the wheel spins around. And you get your questions or your answers or whatever it was. So we put in a lot of sort of random deciding questions.
I guess we just
spun the wheel and let it go. So we'll play a bit of that and then we'll come back at the end and we'll wrap up the waffle, set some homework,
yeah,
and we'll get on for next week. But for now, let's have a listen to what happened when we played with the waffle wheel. The wheel of waffle, the waffle wheel, and it's many questions.
In Wheelton.
Yeah, let's have a listen. The whole family's in on this one, so we'll have a little run round and just let everyone know who's here. So obviously, I'm here as normal. I'm Vinny.
I'm Forrest, the basic bunt guy.
Basic bunt?
Basic bunt.
We definitely need a basic bunt. Who else have we got?
I'm Finley, but you can call me 360 Hot Cross Bun.
Sweet.
Hello, I'm Bear, and you can call me 164.
Nice.
160. What's up, 164?
Weekly waffle.
Good lad.
Hello, I'm Mumsy.
Is that your code name?
Yeah,
okay.
AKA Dawn.
AKA Mumsy.
Are we speaking then, Fev?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got me, we've got Fossey, we've got Dawny, who is the Mumsy, we've got Finley, we've got Feather, and we've got Little Bear. So we've definitely spanned the years with our experience and our points of view. Uh-huh. Okay, right, so it's like Wheel of Fortune. You can imagine the Wheel of Fortune.
Heck yeah.
Lots of colours on it. So we've done some test runs, so now this is it. So what we're going to do, we're going to hand it round one at a time and do them?
Yeah.
Who's doing
it first? Okay, right, I'm going first. Are we ready?
You just span it.
Hey, yeah. Now we're doing it again.
This is the one.
Yes.
So the first one is... floss or dab?
What kind of floss? Dental floss?
I don't know. Surely it's that silly dance floss.
Because, I mean, I don't floss on the daily either way.
You what?
Dental floss.
Yeah, I would take dental floss over dab floss.
And what's the dab?
I once ate dental floss like spaghetti, just...
What is a dab?
What?
I thought dab was when you, like, tried sherbet.
What? No, that's a dib dab.
What is a dab?
Are we talking about
yakko? That's the weird...
That's narrowed it down.
It's all me where you put your hands up and you can't recall Usain Bolt, but you put your head into your...
Oh, yeah, I get it. The armpit smell. The point to the corner of the room and smell your armpit. Dab. Cool.
But, like,
it's not Mo Farah. That was the Mobot.
Was it?
Yeah, Mobot. Well, he did the M shape. Oh, that's the Mobot. Unbelievable. How can you not know your sprinters? Right. So what are we saying then? Is it floss or is it dab?
Floss, because it's funny.
Yeah.
Floss.
Floss is bad. Dab is still bad.
They're
bad.
We all go for that.
I'll go next.
Oh, no, I go dab.
I have the power.
The wheel spins.
The waffle wheel.
The next question.
Ah, this is weird. I put this one on here. Pen or pencil?
Pencil. Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Mm. Pencil.
Pen. You may erase.
Okay. Yeah.
Pencil. Because you can sharpen pencils.
And stab it in your enemies.
But you don't need to sharpen a pen.
Do you know what I'd have? I'd have one of those pens with like 10 colours.
Yeah,
the pencils. Like the ones you got at Christmas.
Yeah.
They're like ticked round.
Yeah.
And they used to try and put two colours at once.
Yeah. Pencil.
Jam it up. I like pens because you can't rub them out. And I like pencils because you can.
Yeah.
I thought that's pretty basic.
I think it's a split decision on pens or pencils.
Pencils.
Right then, Fev. What's it going to be?
Obama or Michelle?
Obama or Michelle?
Oh, I'd take both.
It's Obama every time.
Wait, yeah. Depends.
What? Obama's amazing.
Well, if we're talking about... I'll take both, man.
What are you taking them?
Like, you know, to dinner first, then, you know, natural progression. You try everything, I say.
I would definitely, yeah. Obama for me.
Obama for me, obviously.
Indeed.
Both for me.
Both, man.
Both.
Okay.
Do you know there's like a conspiracy theory that Michelle's a man?
What? Do you know there's a conspiracy theory that Michelle is Obama? Michelle.
Did you know there's a theory that Obama is a lizard?
Is there?
Did you know there's a theory that no one cares? About, I'm joking.
Who had that theory? The man who runs the pet shop down the road.
I don't know.
The lizard shop. It's like, you're going to need some big cockroaches for this one.
There's just like this theory that everyone that's in power is a lizard.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Wait, so well, I don't think, but still. So you're saying if this podcast gets huge, then people think we're lizards?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
That means I'll be able to lick my eyes.
I can already do that.
You could lick my eyes?
Yeah.
Wow. You is crazy.
Bear is next.
Bear?
Spin
press that
wheel.
Button.
Just press the wheel.
Bear's question is, night out or a night in?
A night out.
Where are we going?
That's the thing. I would have a night out in the mall.
In a mole?
A night out in a mole.
A mole? Do you mean a mall?
A mall.
Ah, a night out in a shopping centre.
In a mall?
Those famous moles in America. They do them big over there. They're big moles.
Wait, is that good?
Yeah, it's really
good. I reckon.
I think a night in.
Yeah, I think my night out or night in depends on who I'm with and where we're going, but I'm quite happy with a night in.
I like nights in. It depends on the day as well. Sometimes I'll be like, no, I don't want to go out. And sometimes I'll be like, yeah.
I want to go out.
I do want to go out. Wow. Okay, then Foss, it's your turn.
Spin the wheel.
It'd
be crazy if I get something I put.
What?
Crazy. Oh, wow. That's tiny writing.
Horror or action movie? Horror movie.
Horror.
1,000,000%. Yeah.
I mean...
Horror movies are cool.
I don't know.
If I was older,
yeah.
I don't watch that many movies. Like,
I like that answer there.
I'm an action movie because I find horror films cheese, as mentioned before on said podcast.
Yeah, that's...
I find them quite cheesy. Cheesy, as in unbelievably rubbish.
I quite
right
like
then, the
scary
Dawny.
Stuff, but not too scary. Ah.
Did you put any choices on this wheel?
Yeah, she put loads.
Yeah, I put a few on there.
Did
some
you?
Real good ones.
Click.
Some real steamy mind thoughts.
Morning or evening?
Oh.
Evening.
Actually,
evening.
I like the evening. But
I'm never awake in the morning, so I have to pick evening.
I like morning, though.
Your morning is evening.
Yeah, no one
most
likes
of the
that.
Time. Do you know what? I'd like to say I'm a morning person. Because
like
I like
you.
The idea of it.
Charged.
I do. I like the morning.
Really, I spend more time staying up late and
but
being
in the
evening.
Morning, it's not.
Well,
I like the morning.
I think we're evening people.
Yes.
Uh-huh, you said we.
Without a doubt of a shadow. Are we back to me?
Yes, we're back to you.
We're back to me.
Mind
if we get a repeat?
Then we just,
then we just
it
do it again.
Then we ask the question again.
No.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. Holiday
home.
Or home?
Home. Did somebody say home?
Holiday. Home.
Staying in my nest egg and I'll be great.
Holiday for me.
Home.
I don't know.
Holiday.
I mean,
holiday.
Again, it depends where, because I like being at home.
What?
But I like being at home, but holidays are good because... Obviously, holidays are just good, but sometimes they don't feel as good as others, and sometimes they're better, and sometimes they're not. I'm great at making decisions.
Okay, I wanted controversial questions on this wheel. They all seem very sensible.
Okay,
how controversial?
Well, not all.
Well, how controversial do you want it?
I just thought of one that
let
I
me
can't
read
say.
It.
Hitler or Stalin.
French fries or chunky chips.
French fries or chunky chips.
You mean wedgies?
French fries.
That's what it says on the list.
French fries,
French
fries
or
chunky chips?
Both of them are chips.
French fries.
Yeah.
Chips.
Well, I like the idea of chunky chips. They can be a bit
chunky
stodge.
Chips are good.
Stodge.
But like,
stodge.
Chunky
chips.
I like fish and chip shop chips. I don't know.
I want to know if you are French fry.
I am a French fry, yes.
I'm a chunky
I'm definitely chip. French fries.
I like them both.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
They're the best.
I like McDonald's.
Someone said they changed the recipe and they were rubbish. And I'm like...
Really? What is the recipe? What's the recipe? Chop up the potatoes.
Yeah, but they're not frying. Chopped up potatoes, are they? They're like mushed and put back together again or something, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Nice.
I'm sure they are.
I like
that. Why they never go mouldy?
I don't know.
I had some in my car for about 2 years and they didn't go mouldy.
Yeah, someone said this. Oh, isn't it sugar, though, in them that does that? Was it
probably.
Sugar?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a reason that McDonald's food doesn't go off? Wasn't there a guy that had like a burger and he had like just had it in a little glass box and it was still yeah. just the
right.
same?
I'd love to answer the question to that, but I'm not a biologist.
Why? A burger biologist.
I'm not a biologist.
Before the end of the podcast, I need you to nip off and get a degree in biology and then you can sort it out.
Jesus. No.
Mine.
You go.
Bears. Is it Bear's turn?
Bear's turn.
Bear's turn.
Sweet waffle or savoury waffle?
This is a waffle question.
What about this one?
Sweet
waffle. Are we talking a delicious sweet waffle dripped
sweet waffle.
In lushness? Or are we talking like a potato waffle style?
Yes.
Sweet.
Potato waffle.
Sweet waffle.
I like savoury.
I like them both, but potato is
oh my
nice.
God.
Potato, any form of potato.
I'm just going to, I'm going to stick with life and say potato is supreme. It's the best thing.
Sweet potato waffle.
There's no form of potato.
We've just invented something new. It's a sweet potato waffle.
Oh, I've tried them.
Savory mixed with sweet. Can't be that bad.
It was then we knew we'd take over the world.
I mean, potato waffles are good. Because
I'm going sweet waffles.
Definitely
sweet waffles are amazing.
Savory, you can
ice cream.
Savory is amazing.
Sweet waffle.
Sweet.
Sweet, ice creamy and lush.
No, yeah, potato is good. I like potato all the time.
Sweet waffle.
Right, every I'm day. Going.
I like you.
Right.
Let me see.
Does it say?
House party or out clubbing?
House party.
House party.
And then go to bed at 11.
House party.
You do.
I mean,
house party.
I can say
play
I've never
your own
been
music.
Out clubbing. So.
Don't have to buy expensive drinks.
Yeah.
Not full of crazy weirdos.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Well,
depends who
well,
you invite.
My house party exactly. would be.
It depends what security's like. I got kicked out of my own house once. Unbelievable.
I wouldn't be surprised if that actually happened.
Shh. You probably, I did. I didn't have the right shoes on.
You probably didn't.
You had two right shoes on.
Two right shoes.
Two right shoes. All right, shoes.
Ooh. Spin the wheel.
No. Right, let's clear this question.
Oh, yeah, you just cleared the whole spinner. Let's juice this goose. Just throw the phone in the bin. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Coffee.
Tea.
Actually, I don't know.
Tea, because herbal tea gives you a bigger selection. Rather
tea,
than just
I don't
drink
like
a coffee.
No one cares.
It's really tricky
because
I really love a cup of tea, but then I really love a cup of coffee as well.
I like tea.
Coffee.
Tea is like, you know.
Tea is
tea is
dead.
Pineapple
I like
juice.
Coffee is, you know, like iced coffee's all
I think
expensive.
I would have.
I actually
tea.
Know.
Tea.
I like them.
If I had to have one for the rest of my life, it would be tea.
Tea.
I don't know.
Have you ever had tea and biscuits?
Because that's
what?
Spicy and nice.
Tea and biscuits.
Ugh.
I've never heard of that.
Exactly. You
biscuits.
Suck. Sorry.
Wow.
You diss kids. You diss kids. What are you on about?
I drink tea and diss kids. You're right.
You
crap,
suck.
You're crap at football. Yeah, exactly. Pass me the tea.
My turn. My
go on then, Mrs. Feather.
I mean,
spin the waffle
what
wheel.
Does it sue? Jogging or swimming? Swimming.
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 Oh, jogging. Hate swimming.
You hate swimming.
Hate swimming.
Depends
swimming is
where I'm
way
going.
Hate getting wet.
Swimming.
Hate drying. It's horrible.
No, because when you jog, you get hot and steamy.
And you can go for a swim.
I love being hot and steamy, if you know what I'm saying.
And then when
not in jogging
swim,
sense, just, you know.
You can just what? Swim around.
I think it would have to be swimming.
Swimming.
Depends where I'm swimming. Mm. If it's river swimming or something, heck yeah.
Just a swimming pool.
If it's swimming pool,
probably.
Then.
Swimming
I'm
rings.
The only one who said jogging.
Yeah. I'm
but what about up. You?
Who's in for the
to
tick?
Run or swim?
Tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
Right then, Boo. Your question, should you choose to answer it, Elvis. Or Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
What?
Michael Jackson.
Elvis.
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 Both.
Who do you
both.
Say?
Both.
It depends on Matthew. What you're asking me to do.
If you have, right, I'm asking you to choose between Elvis.
What, musically? Looks
hence
wise?
The game.
Mate-wise?
Oh, looks what, wise, like, Michael Jackson.
Who would I trust to go out and get me some white gloss? Let me think. Is it Michael Jackson or Elvis? Well, I don't know. We're both good at shopping, but... No, it's the music.
Michael Jackson, probably. Yeah,
Michael Jackson. Elvis is the king.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson's also the king.
Did you say Margaret Jackson?
Well, no, that's his grandma.
Which one? What I need to see is a boxing match between Elvis and Michael Jackson to see which one is really the king. Yeah. So they both claim to be the king.
Do they?
I don't think...
But then again, they are both in pretty good shape for...
They are both in the shape of a sort of coffin shape at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're both in a pretty good shape, yeah.
They're both skeletons.
Sort of a wooden, you know, foot and a half across shape. Anyway. So who wins, Elvis or Jackson? Or is it a dead split?
Jackson.
Dead split.
It's hard to say because I don't really like both the musics.
Well, actually.
I don't like the musics.
The musics.
Let's move on.
Noodles or rice?
Rice.
Noodles.
Rice.
Noodles.
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 Well, I guess it's just my culture.
What?
The only one's picking rice.
Noodles.
What are you saying?
Noodles.
Bear?
Noodles.
Noodles. Wow, noodle wins out. 90% noodles.
While you wait for the answer to the question, have you ever realised how close the story to Thor 1 and Cars 1 is?
No.
Let's have a new question. Sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Oh, it's really difficult, this one.
Savoury.
Actually, that's the thing. I think I've said this a lot, but it depends on how I'm feeling. Like,
I would say you eat far more chocolate.
Yeah, but if I could just have something savoury that I actually could eat.
Like
something that did have milk, I don't know.
Did somebody say savoury? Savoury, because it's better.
Do you know what? I'm a bit torn because although I do really like... I used to like love loads of savoury stuff, but because we've like stopped eating a lot of it...
That's the thing.
...makes it tricky that I'm not having like big cheese fests and stuff anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it makes it tricky.
No.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it makes it hard when you're picking.
That's why I don't know.
Crisps.
Sweet is like brownies and chocolate and stuff. Sweet stuff.
Is it my go?
Yes, it's your go.
Sorry, I just had to put my best Patrick impression. Beard or moustache?
Beard.
Wait a minute.
Fossy straight in there. Beard.
Moustache.
Moustache makes me look like
moustaches look a bit like, yeah, they're a bit something creepy about just a moustache.
No, wait,
well,
what?
Depending on who's wearing it.
And what kind moustache? Of moustache it is.
Someone who's creepy.
Julian Barrett breaks into
the
room.
I think a beard, actually.
Is it... Are we question? Obviously, like, which one would I rather have? Neither. So what would I...
You already got one.
Which one do you...
You're already sporting a moustache.
In what way?
As in, which one do you think looks better?
Can I have something to search on the internet, please? I just want to search something.
You wouldn't have a beard without a moustache, would you?
Moustache.
A beard without a moustache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I suppose beard must include said moustache.
But, like, if you had, like, a... This without this,
yeah.
Or like this.
Yeah, I'd have both.
I'd have both.
Yeah, I'd definitely have both.
Who's go?
My turn.
Tick the ticker.
It looks like Hulk Hogan went straight.
What?
Sun or snow?
No.
Snow.
Sun.
Snow.
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 It's got to be sunshine. If it was all the time, it would have to be sunshine.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Over snow.
Yes, sun.
But like, snow is good, but...
what were you doing?
I would say what? Sunshine.
Sun, yeah, definitely sun.
Sunshine.
Okay. Where's my thing gone?
What
See
makes no
why.
Sense at all. That's why.
Ah, you're the one who erased these sheets.
Right.
You press boo.
What's it going to be? Hopefully it's something different.
Rap or pop?
Rap or pop?
I don't know. rap or nicer. Pop.
I don't listen to pop or rap, really. I don't listen to them. I listen to Shaun the Sheep theme.
Excellent. What would that be classed as, pop?
Hotness.
Hot pop.
It would be steamy hot. Pop. Special times.
Rap pop.
Whoa.
No.
Two in one.
Rap or pop?
I don't know.
Pop for me.
I don't know what songs are in what. I don't listen to the radio. I listen to my own special songs.
You know, a nice pop song, then in the middle of it has some rap, you know? Both, two in one.
So every question so far is, it depends how I feel, or both.
Yeah, because I'm not good at making decisions.
Well, this is a really good challenge for you then. How about you just choose either rap or pop?
Choose now. Choose. Choose.
Pap.
Brilliant.
Pop.
Okay.
Back to the beginning.
How many choices is there on the wheel?
There's a lot.
30? There's 30. More than that.
There's more than that. It's like 100. Light or dark.
Well, it depends how I'm feeling, to be honest. You know, sometimes I, you know.
Light. Oh, actually, no, I like dark.
I like darkness.
Dark so I can hunt down wolves.
You're scared of the dark, yeah?
Dark so I can hunt the wolves.
I like light.
Light is nice.
I like darkness.
I'd live in a cave.
I think light.
I'd live in a cave.
Dark side or light side?
Dark side.
Dark side.
Well, I'd live in a cave. I'd beat around the bush.
Tappity tap taps.
Let's go, boys. Simpsons or Family Guy? Simpsons for one reason only, and that's Marge. She is the pinnacle of any animation.
Simpsons.
Name a female character
in
any
like
animation.
The Simpsons.
No one likes you then. I'm joking, I'm sorry.
What?
I don't like The Simpsons.
It's Layla.
Layla. Then.
She's not from
Simpsons. Layla. Is she your cartoon crush?
Simpsons.
Crush?
No, she's
got one eye.
Simpsons.
So, one eye is now. He's cycloptic.
Homie.
Unbelievable.
Homie.
Family Guy.
Wow.
I only pick Simpsons for Marge. Any other
all
reason I'd die.
People, they all like it. Simpsons is at its day.
Yeah, but Marge is at her peak right now.
A cartoon peak.
They say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, can I not? Tarantino?
Yes?
Or Del...
Hello, hey there.
I don't know who these people
Del
are.
Del Toro.
I've heard of them.
I don't know who they are, so.
They're movie directors.
Hey!
Tarantino is the best.
You know who Del Toro or Tarantino is?
I don't like Tarantino, so.
I like,
what,
I like
who
Tarantino.
Makes, what films do they
depends
make?
On how I'm feeling.
Yeah, it depends on how I'm feeling.
It's hard to say. It depends on what I want, what I'm interested in. It's either do I want a cool story from Tarantino or do I want some weird fantasy mystery from Del Toro?
What films?
Del Toro, more like Fruits
of
Ocadoo.
I don't know either of them. I've only heard of them.
I don't think you'd have seen any of the films. You're probably too young.
I've heard because you're always talking about like films and like.
Pulp Fiction.
Orange Pulp
Fiction. Purple.
Ah.
Hello, purple.
What is it?
Headphones, I call it.
Headphones or earphones?
Sorry, I sort of shouted that out.
Headphones.
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 Headphones. Earphones are for old people.
Earphones.
Earphones
for me. Earphones. I don't own headphones.
I mean,
earphones. Headphones if I'm being a scratch rap urban DJ. Otherwise, earphones.
Earphones.
Headphones are hot.
Headphones always break.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And they're bulky.
They always
so
break.
If
you
so
want to go
earphones,
and bring
I'm just
as
saying,
little as you want, you can just, like,
I'm just
know,
saying, I've had more earphones break on me than headphones.
True fact.
I don't know, but...
Walk in the woods or on the beach?
I like to walk.
Beach.
I prefer to walk in the woods because then there's a slight chance of me finding a dirt dollar.
I like
a dirt dollar. What's a dirt dollar?
Oh, found a dirt dollar. Found it.
It's a stupid song from last year.
I don't.
It depends on how you're feeling.
I don't know. I would say the woods because the beach. I don't like getting sand in my shoes.
I'd probably say the woods because
like
it smells of the woods.
It's rough
and
quartz.
On the beach. It's a lot of the time it's quite windy, and I like not windy.
Beach, me.
It's probably the woods for me. like wood a nice tree. Big woodland.
So it's just wood me on the beach then?
Just you on your own beach.
So that's 90%.
Tropical. I'm good.
So 84% of us.
85.
Oh dear, 84.
83.
Bear, beach or woods?
Woods.
Woods. Woods. Woods. Woods.
Chocolate woods. Vanilla swirl with
give it a double
cream.
Tap. Tap, 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 tap.
I'm sure it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
it does.
Sorry, I just got angry.
That was one.
Dad, no!
No!
That was a new question and I lost it.
Okay, ooh. Castle or cottage?
Oh, castle or cottage?
Cottage. Castles are scary.
What, are you broken?
Castles.
I don't know, it's a tricky question.
Yeah, I'd have a castle.
I'd have a castle.
Like, I'm not being funny, it's like just the chance to have a castle would be amazing. Yeah. I'd want like loads of like sneaky
will
little
have, like,
bits.
Will it have like a drawbridge?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have a castle.
Castle, I mean, drawbridge, like a castle. Moat and... like,
set up my own laughs.
Yeah, a little secret tunnel.
We arrive and we go down to like the bottom area of the castle and like the nuns just floating around. Just
can
like,
I plant,
in circles.
Can I
or
plant my own sieges?
A cottage or Roy Castle?
Can I plant my own sieges?
Or what castle? Yeah. Cottage pie.
If I had a castle,
Roy
I'd bring...
Roy Castle in a cottage
listen,
pie.
Listen, if I had a castle, I'd bring the Crusaders back.
Literally.
Nice. It sounds like a pop group.
What, the Crusaders?
A castle and the Crusaders.
Or the cottage and the boys.
Cottage boys.
What? Who said this one? What did it
say? Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Depends on how I'm feeling.
I feel sorry for old Bruce Wayne. He's well out of it. How is he evil?
In the latest film, he brands people.
I don't like
what do you mean?
Batman.
Like, puts on new clothing and stuff?
No, wasn't he... He heaps up the metal when he sticks it in their back.
So what are we saying? Actually, Spider-Man wins over Batman?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not by 90%.
Spider-Man
well,
wins.
Well, now I'm even farther away from the microphone.
That suits us, Steph. It's fine. So funny. Anywho.
Can I spin it?
Yes, if you would must. Ready? Elon must.
Ooh, that's exactly what I just thought. Life after death or lights out forever?
Jesus Christ.
Who said that?
That's a bit morbid.
Dark.
Can we,
so, I'm pretty sure Bear chose that one.
Life after death.
Yeah, can we re-roll that one for...
Oh, what did it say? So would you rather have life after you die, or when you die...
You see, I told you.
Not come back to life. If I die, come first. Back to life.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Wait,
see, I'd... Turn what would you want to be reincarnated hey. As?
Oh, wait, reincarnated?
If you come back, didn't to, say back to life.
Scary skeleton.
A skeleton.
I'd like to come back as a scary skeleton.
I want to come back as a Cheez-It.
As a monkey, that would be
you've
hot.
You already came back as a Cheez-It, let's be honest.
Hey.
You're already there.
I didn't.
You're living the dream.
Okay, I would come back as...
What you got now?
Go on, read it out.
I can't see it.
Bob's or...
Virgin.
Virgin.
Is it Virgin or Vegan?
Virgin.
I'd take both at the same time.
You understand Bob's or Virgin?
Oh, God.
Bob's or Vegan? Bob's or Vegan?
I've got a clue.
Okay, so you know when those like people that contact you, like females, or like females or males contact someone, and then they're like, "Oh, show me your bobs." It's like really bad.
It was
English.
Basically bad English, misspelt for boobs and vagina.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But it's Bob's and Vegan.
Wow,
because they can't spell it correctly.
Well. Vegan for me every time then.
Well, it depends. It depends on how I'm feeling.
It depends if I feel like a Bob's or a Vegan mood.
Vegans.
Uh-oh. Vignette.
Vinaigrette.
What?
A moist towelette.
Wow. Fruit or veg? Fruit or veg, Bear?
Fruit.
Veg for me.
Depends if it's veg. In season or not.
I like veg.
Definitely
you know,
veg.
Potatoes.
Brussels.
Oh.
Roast
parsnips.
Oh.
Oh, wait, vegetables. Oh. Wait, vegetables.
Sweet corn. Oh. Turn it.
Do you know how similar the story of Cars 1 and Thor 1 is?
You already said that.
Yeah, I didn't explain how.
No one cares. I'm joking. You can go explain
it. They both start somewhere pretty cool and then... due to something, they have to go to a desert town
to try and get back to where they came from, and then they fall in love in this desert town, and when they go back, they remember the people in that desert town. It's the same film!
It's not, because one of them's a car and one of them's not a car.
Are you sure? Yeah. I think they were watching the wrong movie.
Wrong movie.
Stop tapping me. I'm getting
ice cream or custard?
Ice cream.
Cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream every time.
Ice cream.
Ice cream
is like much more universal.
And it's
whoever added that question custard. Obviously prefers custard.
Can I have a teddy ice cream?
That was Finley's headbutt question.
Chips or mash?
Oh,
mash.
Chips.
Mash.
Mash.
Chips.
Oh, that's mash.
Hard. Imperial
chips.
Mash.
Chips dipped in mash.
No. So you got mash, a nice chips. Big bowl of mash with gravy.
Oh, no.
Salted mash with gravy.
Wow.
Big lumps of butter still stirred through it.
Are you
that's
high?
Pretty good.
What? I love gravy.
Or chips.
I prefer
the
freshly cooked.
What? What, chips?
Lumps.
Lumps. Did I say lumps?
You made that up.
Lumps.
Oh no, I have a bad feeling in my lumps. Sorry.
Lumps.
I'm sure that is not a word.
I thought I took your.
Lunk.
Urban Dictionary lunk. Oh dear.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean.
Hang on.
It's
Garrett can't dunk, but lunks like a champion. Well, there you go.
He can't dunk, but lunks like
a dull or stupid person.
Do you know? You've got mash with dull or stupid people stirred into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, best kind.
Lunks.
Best
that.
Kind of mash.
Stupid
so what are we saying
butter.
Then?
Mash.
Chips.
Chips. I think it's mash for me.
Creamy
mash.
So
mash. You did the mash.
You did the mash.
I would have chippies. Chippies.
With Boyle's computer. Yum.
Hey, what? New or new?
New or old?
Well, it depends what the old is.
It depends what it is.
Old.
Depends how I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah, it depends how I'm feeling. Sometimes I want something old in me, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
Mr. Fredrickson.
Nold.
Yeah, old.
Old's definitely better. New's always rubbish and like not half as good quality. I like it old.
So you prefer old Red Dead
stale.
To Red Dead then?
Yeah, definitely.
Old GTA.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, the
old
first
is better.
One,
old
down.
Is way better. Old is way better.
Top
10
down.
Times.
10-4 for the top down.
I'd take 10 old more before
that's
I take 90% new.
For the top down. Spin on.
Spin, I'll spin. Oh, I won't spin. I'll spin next time. That's wrong.
Marmite or peanut butter?
Ooh.
Peanut butter. Quite
that is tricky.
Marmite.
It's morning and I'm having my toast.
Marmite.
It probably is Marmite because it's so
Marmite.
Uniquely flavoured.
I don't know. Brands are all this different.
Marmite.
Some taste better food. Than the others.
Marmite. Marmite is a brand.
Marmite.
There's not like loads of different Marmites, is there?
There's Marmite.
Yeah, I'm not
there's
talking
like
about Marmite.
Vegemite and stuff, but that's not Marmite. So we're talking proper
Marmite.
Hard
not yeast
stuff.
Extract.
Original Marmite.
So what are we saying then?
Marmite.
Marmite wins.
Marmite is the winner.
Yeah, probably Marmite.
Marmite wins.
Marmite.
Look out, Marmite.
Marmite.
Right, what are we on?
Ooh.
Did somebody call us police?
PlayStation or Xbox?
If you pick Xbox,
PlayStation.
Die.
PlayStation, I mean,
PlayStation all the way, every day.
If you pick Xbox, just leave with
Xbox,
the people who pick it.
No, PlayStation. PlayStation.
I pick Xbox. I'm joking, guys.
Do you think, like, in, like, a parallel universe, we're, like, an Xbox family?
Well, I think if you pick Xbox, I think they should... never mind, that's dark.
Do you think in a parallel universe, we're a family and we just have Xboxes everywhere and not PlayStations?
They're all FIFA.
Or PS3.
Both of them.
PSP or PS2?
No.
Mo.
Sparkling or still?
I totally misread that.
Sparkling.
I was like, what is the second one going to be? Nothing.
Mummy, you broken.
Well, anyway, sparkling or still? I assume we're talking water.
If you have a crack in your contact lenses, does it make it look like the world is cracking? Sorry.
You can get a crack in them, they're flexible.
I think
flexible
I can probably
friend.
Crack one.
Sparkling or still?
I said who's
sparkling.
Still.
As much as I love still. Sparkling water, it would be still.
I like still.
I like sparkling because, you know.
Still.
Still's more natural.
No, not again.
Quick question.
Repeat your question.
When you breathe out, is that carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide?
Dioxide. Monoxide.
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
No, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the wheel.
The question on the wheel is thick or thin.
I like them both, if you know what I'm saying. Depends on how I'm feeling.
I would be thin so I can just be a piece of paper and then blow on you.
Yeah, of course.
On the shoulder.
Thick or thin?
Thick.
Thick. What are we
thick,
talking about?
Sausages.
No, Mum. You didn't have to make it bad.
Sausages. You get thick ones. And thick ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? What is the question?
I didn't think I'm
the question
on the
wheel
podcast.
Is digestives or custard creams?
Custard creams.
Custard creams, and custard I think I'm on the wrong
cream.
Podcast.
Digestives.
Cream. This is meant to be family
digestives.
Friendly. Is this meant to be family friendly, this podcast? Because you might have to cut out all
you
the bits of
this
me
now.
Probably, yeah.
So
I'm thinking of cutting out just after we all started talking, till just before we finish.
Yeah, I might make my own podcast and just like fill it with a bunch of,
you
know.
Can do whatever you like on your own podcast.
I like filling things. Why should you shut up? Fast or slow, baby.
So far we've had thick and thin and fast and slow.
I'd like it both ways, depending on how I'm feeling. Well, you wanted controversial questions.
MI6 has been compromised. The wheel has been
next
destroyed.
Next one's going to be front or back.
In or out.
That's actually on there.
Thin. MI6 has been compromised.
Barefoot.
So I like my girls, like I like my updates, big
socks
and slow.
Thin.
I pick barefoot.
You don't like your updates big and slow. You always moan when they
take
ages.
I like my girls like that. Big and slow.
When you
I'm feeling a bit oofy.
Well, I'm going to say, how do I like my girls small and fast, like a spider monkey? No, thank you. Like a smurf? No. Wait, how big are we talking here? Are we talking about I need more space from Grizzly Tales grade? Man, that's like...
Okay.
So,
socks or barefoot?
Barefoot.
No socks.
Socks.
No socks.
Barefoot.
Socks or barefoot?
Barefoot.
I never
barefoot
wear socks.
Yeah, I'm probably barefoot too.
I'm wearing
too
socks at the minute. Yeah, me too.
I don't wear socks. Socks.
And me too.
Never mind. Barefoot.
Battlefield or Battlefront?
Battlefront.
Battlefield.
I know neither.
That's sad.
I know one of them stars.
I don't know either.
Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Battlefield.
World War I.
I've never played either of them.
Oh. World War One.
Battlefield.
Have you never played Star Wars?
No, because I don't like Star Wars.
I don't, but I like the game.
Okay.
Well, they're basically the same game.
My homework is to play Battlefront Field.
Front.
Or my homework should be
Front
too.
Or back?
I have Battlefront 2. Oh.
VR or TV?
Vietnam.
TV.
VR.
It doesn't give you a headache.
Yeah, I think you're broken.
VR. No, I can't deal with VR.
Experience. I can deal with VR, but you know,
I
but
cannot.
I'm
how, it depends on how weird the experience is. If it's an experience you're controlling everything, you won't be as nauseous as if it's moving for you.
Nauseous.
Winter or summer?
Summer, always, summer, always. Because
summer
is light always, and winter is just dark.
Please go somewhere in between winter and summer.
Winter's good.
Autumn or spring?
Shaggy
winter's
or Scooby?
Scooby.
Velma or Velma?
I would definitely have summer.
Summer for the warmth and the lushness.
Okay, what's the next question?
What is the next question?
Mayo.
Mayo!
Or?
Doesn't matter, it's ham or cheese,
slowly.
I don't really care.
Salad cream.
Mayo. What? Salad cream is despicable.
Neither. No.
They're
both bad.
Mayonnaise. Tuna mayo.
No.
Mayo.
Way.
Mayo. Did
mayo,
somebody
mayo
say mayo?
Mayo.
I don't know
Cinco
who this is.
Who?
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Or Alice.
Ozzy Osbourne or Alice Cooper.
Oh.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Look like Alice in Wonderland.
Ollie Osbourne.
Ollie
Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Who? I don't know who the other one is.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Probably whoever everyone else is going with, because I don't know the other one.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah, but who's she?
What? He.
What?
He.
Ozzy Alice Osbourne. Is a man.
Alice Who Cooper is a man.
Alice? Yeah, it is.
Oh,
Alice Cooper is a man.
Alice. Well, I'd pick Ozzy like Osbourne because Ozzy.
Although
is
he
male.
Looks quite feminine.
So yeah.
Is he actually a man?
And he's normally like real, like goffed out with a snake.
Snake? What?
No, I'm thinking Alice Cooper.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Get ready.
Jesus Christ.
He's gross.
He reminds me of Squidward if there was a
live action
SpongeBob.
Wait, is his actual name Alice?
I think probably
it's
Alice
Beetlejuice,
Cooper
guys.
Is very much a stage name.
Wasn't he on like America's Got Talent or something?
Probably.
As like a judge.
Yeah, he's massive. He? Big famous dude.
Oh, wow, well, that's him.
Without... Yeah, but he's still famous.
He's quite short.
Alice is massive. Yeah. Fine. Bear, are you going to say goodbye from the waffle then this week?
Goodbye.
It's been a real rambling waffle this week. Not quite sure what's going to make it all through.
Good day, gents.
Thanks.
Bye,
Finn.
I'm going to rob Bye.
Back. Join us next week if you have the fortitude to come back.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, that indeed was the waffle wheel. Yeah, we'll see what the reaction is to the waffle wheel. See if we can roll it out for any other topics. It got a bit crazy there, to be honest. There's a lot of voices trying to climb over each other.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I think it's nice to hear everybody else, get some opinions. They're all wrong, but, you know. Good to hear it anyway. So right then, Fossey, have you had a little think about homework then? What are we doing? Is it a movie homework? Is it a cartoon homework?
It's a movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
You do know some rather terrible movies.
Oh, yeah.
The thing of it is, like, last week you picked a movie that I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
And no doubt you're going to do the same for me, and it'll be twice as terrible, so.
Yeah.
Has it got more than 3% on Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
No?
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. Sorry, I thought we were just talking about IMDb sort of things. Yes.
Okay. Go on then. So, yeah. Hit me with it. I'm ready. I'm sitting down. What have I got to do this week?
So, released in 1988, starring Nicolas Cage. You have to
Is
watch...
it Honeymoon in Vegas?
No. You have to watch Vampire's Kiss.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Was it a successful film then?
Not really. It kind of, the budget was $2 million and it came in the box office with $725,000 earned.
Okay. So not a complete flop at the box office, yeah? What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
61%.
61%? It's huge compared to last week's. It must be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten last week's. It was 8% last week, weren't it?
Okay. So what is it? Is it a comedy? Is it a...
I don't exactly know. All I know is it was quite a memed film.
A memed film?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this like early crazy Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Okay.
As I've heard.
Okay.
There's a scene where he runs through a park at night and he just shouts, "I'm a vampire."
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Okay.
As am I.
Okay then, right. Well, whoa,
did you see that?
What are you looking at?
Nicolas Cage denies vampire accusations. I don't drink blood.
When was that?
2012.
What? David Letterman questioned the actor about a photo from 1870 that buys a... I remember this.
I don't.
It's like one of these where they say, like, you know, people are go back in time or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's like, oh, yeah, there's a picture there and it's clearly...
I mean, he does look like
him. Dude. Yeah. For the record, we're checking out the picture of Nicolas Cage, and he's looking at a old picture from the 1870s, which looks remarkably like
Nicolas Cage,
but it's not, clearly. But he's obviously not a vampire. Maybe he is. Well, anyway, we'll watch the story. We'll watch A Vampire Kiss, and we'll know, won't we? So.
And what delightful have you got for me
this
week?
Well, I've thought long and hard about this one. I've got a treat for you.
Ooh.
I'm revisiting something mentioned in an earlier podcast.
Ooh.
I'm revisiting something when you had pointed out Cowboy Bebop,
indeed,
as an anime, an animated series. Okay. That I said, oh, it's sort of in the style of Battle of the Planets.
Okay,
Battle of the Planets was, I think, first episode around the 70s, 78.
Yep.
Ran through till about 1980, so a couple of series. On Rotten Tomatoes, 80%.
That's a bit better than what
it
I gave
is
you.
Up there, okay? So what we're going to do is we'll try and hunt out on the great big worldy internet an episode or two of Battle of the Planets, and we'll watch that. I remember it. Obviously, I haven't seen it since I was very small. Again, used to charge home to watch this one. Used to think it was amazing.
I mean,
and I was in it. I think I even actually had some like, you know, action figures and stuff.
It would make sense.
Of it. Yeah, I think they had like sort of like capes and stuff that made them look a bit like hawks and stuff. And then like a little robot dude who was like a bit of a rip-off of like C-3PO.
Really?
So, well, that's funny really, because like Star Wars was like 77 and this was 78. So maybe it was just like droids were the thing.
Or, well,
droids were the thing.
Well, if Star Wars was 77, this was 78. It could have copied quite easily.
It could have copied. They might have just bounced straight out the back of Star Wars. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do. So your homework is Battle of the Planets. It's quite good this, isn't it? You get good homework.
Yeah.
I always get terrible film. I get Vampire's Kiss and you get Battle of the Planets. Are we going to watch together then?
Yeah.
Put ourselves through both the same peril or pleasure than the that we've dished out?
Yeah, I'd say probably not on the podcast, but off the podcast. Unless you want this podcast to go on for, well, how long was
We're not
going to
watch
Vampire's
it
Kiss
on the podcast. Yeah, we won't do that. We'll be good enough to actually sit at home and do it on our own. So.
You know, would it be copyright infringement if we were to podcast our entire experience watching a film?
I don't know, because I've seen other people want to do that. They're like,
I've seen like there's this huge channel called Pretty Much It, and they do like full movie reviews.
Yeah, whilst watching it.
Whilst watching it.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. That'd
the ones
be pretty
they
cool.
Do, yeah, I think I've either seen one where they do the horror films and they watch the film.
Yeah.
And then all of like, you know, the interaction and the reaction and everything is all live on that. So, and then I was watching another one, which I wore another podcast where it was like a true crime podcast, yeah. And they had been watching Making a Murderer Netflix,
yeah.
And it was going to be coming towards the end of season two, like the finale episodes, and they were saying they were going to stream the episode live. And then be doing tweeting and stuff as it goes up. But who knows? Maybe for the future.
I mean, I've noticed people have been watching, like, reacting to full episodes of Cowboy Bebop recently.
Cowboy Bebop.
So I don't... We might have to have a look at that.
We'll have to have a look.
That's quite a cool little idea.
Cool. Well, there you go then. I think that's about it for the waffle in this week. As always, if you have any questions, you can reach us straight away at the Weekly Waffle Podcast at...
gmail.com.
What the boy said, gmail.com. Cool, so take it easy, everyone. We shall see you again next Friday.
Indeed.
Friday night's the waffling night.
Friday night, upload night.
Upload.
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 Upload, more
cool.
Like applaud.
Cool, well, I'm saying goodbye then. What do you want to do on this one then? You're just going to holler out like you normally do?
I can't.
Why?
Because there's not enough space.
It's a quiet goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. This has been the Weekly Waffle.
Weekly Waffle Podcast, episode 3, titled The Waffle Wheel.
Titled The Waffle Wheel. Thanks
waffle
very
wheel.
Much. This has been the Weekly Waffle Podcast. You've been awesome. I've been Vinny.
I've been Forrest.
He's been Foss. Catch you all next week. Cheers.